mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and
the following program is paid for by Barbara Arnwine.
The topics, views, and opinions expressed on the air and via All Igniting Change with Barbara Arnwine, platforms by host Barbara Arnwine Esquire, guests, and supporters are their own and are independent of any organization, entity. Nothing said on the show or any of its platforms constitutes a client-attorney relationship or serves as legal advice, counsel. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to Igniting Change, its platforms, or the show's host. It's time now for Igniting Change, a weekly provocative and empowering program where you, the listener, can ignite change. Now here's your host, Barbara Arnwine.
Get up, stand up.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Stand up for your right.
Welcome to Igniting Change. Oh, are we happy that you have joined us today, because we have a great show for you. Yes, instead of sitting around talking about what can we do, what's going on, we hate what we're watching, we're talking today about how you can make a difference, because we're going to be talking about the upcoming July 17th, John Lewis National Day of Action and Candlelight Vigils. That's right. We're going to be talking with some amazing guests from all over the country, mainly this time on the East Coast and Midwest, who are organizing the events. But this is a national organizing effort. We have events all over the country. So we're going to talk more about that. Before we talk, however, I got to bring up the one and only leader of the Transformative Justice Coalition's Board of Directors. You know I'm talking about the amazing visionary attorney, none other than Daryl D. Jones. Hey, Daryl.
Hey, Barbara. It must be noon. It must be Tuesday. Eastern Standard Time noon, because we're talking about Igniting Change. Barbara, you know, there's some people that sit around and wonder what's happening. And then there's some people that sit around and say, what just happened? But then there's this third group of people, and that's the group of people that make things happen. Barbara, we're so excited on this show today that we are going to have people that are making things happen in their communities, taking charge, getting off the sidewalk, getting into the street, getting their voting rights on. Barbara, what a charged-up show this is going to be today.
Yes, because, you know, Daryl, we don't sit around and just accept things as they are. We demand the change that our ancestors fought for. We demand the, you know, equal society that was envisioned by the Harriet, you know, Tubmans and the Frederick Douglasses of this world. We never sit back and say, oh, well, too bad. Go back home, get in the bed, pull the covers over the top of our head. No, that's not us. And the people we're about to talk to are on that front line of leadership of saying we can have a better democracy. We don't have to imagine the nightmare that can happen if people don't vote. We're going to imagine not only people voting, but having better federal laws that will help us to do a better job. So I am so happy, Daryl, to introduce our guests. And I'm just so happy they're all here today. I want to start off by introducing the amazing Christine Wood. She is the co-director of Declaration for American Democracy, otherwise known as DFAD. Hey, Christine.
So excited to be here. We've been building towards July 17th for so long now, and now it's just a couple of weeks away. So I'm so excited to be here and to hear from the folks across the country who are planning these events in their communities. I know I'm planning my local event in Syracuse, New York. We're getting really excited over here for yet another historic event on July 17th.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. And, you know, there are people, for everyone listening, there are 80 events happening all over the country. And we're going to talk more about that. But before we get into that, let me bring up our next amazing guest. I want to bring up the mighty, mighty Betty Magnus. Woo! She's a powerhouse, one of the amazing leaders in Illinois. She has been side by side with Reverend Jesse Lewis Jackson, Sr., for decades, making sure that there are voting rights for people all over Illinois and all over the country. Hey, Betty Magnus, welcome to Igniting Change.
Hey, Barbara. Hey, Daryl. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited about the 17th coming up because people are just joining, mobilizing, and signing up like 40 going north, as the old folks used to say.
And that's Chicago, honey, Chicago. What else can we say? It's Chicago. And we also are happy to have the eldest aunt of Ahmaud Arbery. You know who Ahmaud Arbery is. Ahmaud Arbery is that young man shot to death by racist haters because he was jogging while black in what they considered their white community. That kind of racism is ugly, vicious. And TJC, Daryl, let's make it very clear to the world, TJC will not rest until full justice, 100% justice is achieved for Ahmaud Arbery. Is that correct, Daryl?
Absolutely, Barbara. There's no rest until justice has been completed. And we are certain that you know, messed up prosecutor Jacqueline Johnson is behind bars, and justice is received there, Barbara.
Yes, and we, people, mark your calendars. October the 24th and 25th, TJC and all our allied groups will be in Brunswick, Georgia, standing side by side with the Ahmaud Arbery family because these racist murderers have the nerve to be requesting a rehearing. They want a new hearing. They want to, you know, have all of their convictions for murder vacated and to have a new trial. Folks, we're not going to let that happen. So join us. Plan now to join us October 24th and 25th. So all of that I said to bring up one of the hardest working women, one of the best philanthropists I've ever seen. She gives from her heart to the children and the people of Brunswick, and she is a leader in keeping up the spirit of her dearly beloved nephew, Ahmaud Arbery. I'm talking about none other than Diane Arbery Jackson. Hey, Diane.
Hey, how you doing?
We are doing good because you're on the line. Thank you so much. We are so delighted to have you here. And you have a great event, so we're going to talk about that. But before we do that, I want to have Lawrence Moore. Oh, yes. When you have heard from Lawrence Moore on our show before, he is the mighty chair of the executive committee of Carolina for All. South Carolina is in the house. Hey, Lawrence Moore.
Hey, how are everyone doing? I'm so excited about July 17th and our attempt to honor John Lewis and make sure we hold people accountable for elections and the election process. Thank you for having me.
Oh, no, you're the leader. You do so much amazing work throughout the state of South Carolina. People say, why is it South Carolina's always on the map, always being talked about? It's because you have justice fighters like yourself there. Let's talk people. Let's, you know, start off. You know, in 2021, the mighty Christine Wood was listening to a number of us saying, oh, my God, the anniversary, the first anniversary of the passing of John Lewis is coming up, and we ought to do something. And, Christine, you were inspired, and you said to all of us as we were scratching our heads thinking about what to do, you said, let's have a National Day of Action with candlelight vigils. Woo! Tell our audience, what inspired you to come up with that idea?
Thank you so much, Barbara. I mean, really, it was two things. One is, of course, Congressman John Lewis and his life's work, working tirelessly over years, the sacrifices that he and other leaders in the civil rights movement have faced in order for us to pass the Voting Rights Act, to have our sacred freedom to vote, and to watch the erosion of the Voting Rights Act and our freedom to vote happen ever since the gutting of key provisions in the VRA in 2013. All of us across the country that work on this issue understand that it's been heartbreaking to watch. And regardless, he remains steadfast in his life's work, working to rebuild, to build towards the passage of a new, stronger Voting Rights Act, and of course, the Freedom to Vote Act, taking it a step further with these proactive reforms to break down barriers to voting. So of course, it was the Congressman John Lewis who inspired me, of course, to do that, to call for these events. But it was also the people on this call, it was people across the country who I know were committed to making this dream a reality, to passing these reforms and strengthening our freedom to vote. And it felt that all of us wanted, needed to do something, to come together in community to honor this life's work of John Lewis, and then to also call for these reforms. So really it was him, and then it was the folks on this call, you, Barbara, and then all of the people across the country who, were just ready to take this on.
Wow. Daryl?
Betty Magnus, this is your second time around with regards to this National John Lewis Day of Action. Can you tell folks why it is that you felt inspired? Betty, I can remember in 2021 when we were approaching you with the idea. I don't even think we got the question out before you started organizing the first Day of Action there in Chicago. Betty, what was it about this that just ignited your spirit so?
It's just like when I went to Brunswick, and Diane, I'm so happy you're on here. I love you. I got motivated. I thought about
Thank you, and I love you too.
You know. And then when you talked about John Lewis, and then he wasn't with us anymore, and I've been across the Selma Bridge probably 15, 20, 30 times.
Wow.
And we have to remember our history and know our heroes. And I thought it would be important in Chicago for us to do something that they would remember. And when I started asking people, everybody I asked says, oh, yes, of course, yes, yes. And we're going down on the lakefront, the fabulous lakefront of Chicago. If you've never been here, whenever you come, you got to see the lakefront. And we have the Clarence Buckingham Memorial Fountain on Lakeshore
wow.
Drive. And mm-hmm. even though I didn't tell anybody to do it, as we were mobilizing, about 8 people got together and stretched out the banner and faced Lakeshore Drive. It's, by the way, named after DuSable. Okay, mm-hmm. We changed the name. And they stood on the edge, on the sidewalk with the banner, and everybody going north or south started blowing their horns when they saw those banners. and then people who were just over there to see the fountain came across the street to be a part of what we're doing. So I'm really excited now, and I already have Reverend Jeanette Wilson and Congress Ramondilla Ramirez and SEIU Healthcare Jackie Algie and and Rabbi R.A. Bernstein, who is also a consultant to Jewish Council on Urban Affairs. But I'm also waiting on confirmation, and I know I'm going to get it from Congressman Jonathan Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
Reginald Sharp of Fellowship and Alderman David Moore. And I'm also waiting for the name of the imam. A friend of mine said she would get them confirmed, and as soon as she gets it to me, I'll send an email out to them. And each one of these people are going to give 2-minute or 3-minute remarks on the life of John Lewis and how important it is for us to